mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be discussing, coming up in the next hour, the nature of the control grid, how we've been domesticated from the natural true state of human beings into this control grid, how it's been scientifically engineered, we're being farmed. There's so many great political researchers and minds out there, and I just discovered a fellow who's very well known, it seems, but I wasn't aware of. So a big body of work. He'll be joining us, tell you about that special guest coming up at the start of the next segment. But the situation with the TSA is only getting bigger. It's not going away. Mother kept in glass cage for almost an hour by TSA for resisting over breast milk. They wanted to x-ray her breast milk, which admittedly damages the quality. And she read to them the TSA guidelines, and they said, we don't care. So for close to an hour, they locked her up in a glass cage and yelled at her. It's all part of humiliation, like having a dunce hat put on you or made to go in the corner. It's all basic child psychology. They admit this. They admit that they're feeling you up and squeezing you hard to make you go through the scanners. And they admit that they're training a cadre, a domestic army, for the streets of America. It's all admitted. This is such a key issue, as I said over a month ago, and people didn't get it. We were driving it, beating the war drum for liberty and driving the story out into the mainstream. That's why Google is banning us and shutting us down and trying to keep us out of the news feeds now. Let me read you this article. Watchdog probes DHS spying, Department of Homeland Security spying on Drudge over TSA report. Hey, let me cover that after the break. Let me get to this first. Because it all integrates together. Bob Barr investigates TSA stand down on not national opt-out day. Again, Bob Barr investigates TSA stand down on national opt-out day. Get this out to everyone. We're going to bring these crooks to justice. We've got them. Body scanners out of use. Invasive pat-downs curtailed. In political ploy, as TSA mocks critics on their own blog, exposing fact that security is nothing more than theater. These are bullies training us to be dominated. A civil liberties watchdog group has filed a Freedom of Information Act request in an attempt to shed more light on the TSA's efforts to disrupt a day of protest aimed at full body scanners and invasive pat-downs by largely curtailing their use for one day only last week. It was actually 3 or 4 days from my research. The FOIA request also seeks to determine whether the TSA regards the leaders of the protest movements as domestic extremists following the leak of a TSA memo indicating it to be the case in a major publication we've got linked in Canada from their source. The nonpartisan, nonprofit organization Liberty Guard, led by former Congressman Bob Barr, is demanding internal TSA directives and communications pertaining to the opt-out grassroots protest day that took place on November 24th. And if they try to not release it and claim it's anti-terror, then I guess they're saying we're terrorists. While it was expected that the protest on the eve of Thanksgiving would be widespread, causing delays and extensive queues at airports and security lines, in reality, the majority of travelers experienced no problems because they shut it down everywhere. The TSA and the corporate media immediately implied that this was proof positive that the public were not concerned about the new TSA procedure. Just move along, nothing to see here. And that contrary to numerous opinion polls, the majority supported the write downs and body scans. The TSA even mockingly suggested that, quote, on their own website, what some protesters threatened as an opt-out day turned into a TSA appreciation day. However, it soon became apparent that the reason there was so little protesting taking place was because the TSA had roped off most, if not all, of its naked body scanners and apparently instructed its agents to tone down the level and severity of the rape downs. The New Jersey Star-Ledger subsequently reported that the majority of Newark's full-body scanners, my guys flew through Denver, none of them were on, was idle throughout much of the day, depriving most passengers of the chance to opt out of the controversial screening procedure, even if they had wanted to. At the nation's busiest airports, Atlanta, Hartsfield, there was, quote, limited of any use of the controversial full-body scanners, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. All right, I'm going to shift gears into the really big news in detail coming up after this break. I mean, now they're sending the secret police after us, folks. We got to stand up against this.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So think about this. In America, in our country, the TSA tells you there are vicious terrorists that want to kill you any minute. At every time we look at the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, you name it, it's run by Anwar al-Awlaki, admitted Pentagon, being protected, total front guy. State Department helping getting him on the plane with the underwear bomber. British government helping get the idiot shoe bomber on the plane. Didn't have a detonator for the plastic explosives. Tried to light it. Out of his gourd, looks like a crazy homeless person. The same story over and over and over and over again. And then they're telling you it's such a big threat, they know you're going to protest and stand up with civil disobedience. They don't want to give you a chance to show your power. They understand psychology. And so they just shut it down. Get rid of the scanners, rope them off, no pat downs, boom, you're through. And they knew the opt-outers were going to be flying back the day after Thanksgiving, Friday and Saturday. And so our intel, and it's also in a lot of news articles, they've confirmed that they weren't doing it the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Friday, or Saturday. Some airports started phasing it back in Sunday. They all had it back by Monday, 2 days ago. It's all not just security theater. You think they want to do this to make you feel safe? They could care less. 300,000+ die from bad drug interactions. Over 200,000 die from botched surgeries and flesh-eating bacteria every year in our hospitals. Thousands and thousands die from allergic responses to food. We looked up the numbers. Over 100 die a year from bee stings, several hundred from wasp stings. Do we have little people running around in blue suits to like protect us in body armor from bees? Oh, bees kill over 100. We've got to stop it. We've got to keep you safe. It's all just terrorist boogeymen. It's similar to statistically, what is it? Maybe two people die a year on the coastlines of the United States from shark attacks. Guys, in fact, search the numbers. Yearly shark attack deaths worldwide. I believe it on average is 14. Some years is as high as 20. Some it's only 5. I've pulled them up before. But the average is 14. Yearly deaths from shark attack. It'll be 12 or 14. I've seen different numbers. But everybody I know, almost everyone I know, when I go to the beach with friends or family, they're scared to swim out more than 100 yards because they know tiger sharks and sand tigers get caught off the Texas coast. I could care less. I hope there's one out there. I want to see it. You know, I've been snorkeling and scuba diving before, and a 7-foot nurse shark comes up, and everybody is like swimming towards the boat in fear. I'm like swimming towards it. Wow! And of course, it runs then. Oh my gosh, something's swimming at me. And I'm not some tough guy, ladies and gentlemen. The chances of a tiger shark or even a great white shark attacking you is incredibly low unless you're wearing a black wetsuit and on top of a surfboard. That's most of the attacks because you look like a big, gigantic, fat seal, a black seal. That's why great whites normally grab you, bite a leg off, and then let you go. But people bleed out in the water and usually die. I mean, I'm swimming out there in the Caribbean, and I see a 5-foot hammerhead down 200 feet. I mean, I'm going to try to get down as far as I can and look at it. And what's the hammerhead going to do when it sees something coming towards it? It's going to go run. You ever seen a dog, a big dog, runs out from its house and barks at you? If you run, it's going to attack you. But if you stand your ground, 99% of dogs are going to run unless they're a trained police attack dog, which is 1 out of 1,000. Blow it up for me. What's the number of shark deaths every year? Let's see if my memory's right. What do they say it is? That number says 5, but that was in 2000. From 2000 to 2007, it was 5. I've seen the numbers of 12 to 14 per year. Whatever. You got 6.5 billion people. You got billions and billions of people going in the water over and over again. And what was that source that said 5? It doesn't matter. The point is 5, 12, 14, what's the difference? What was the source? University of Florida. Okay, so the University of Florida says 5 a year. I've seen 12 and 14. The point is, but most adults, including some of my family, will not, I mean, in the Gulf of Mexico, I will go out at night on a float. If it's a beautiful starlit night, my dad will do it with me when he travels with us to the beach. You're not going to catch my mother doing it. Now, there is something you should worry about at night, and that's barracuda. They get confused and think you're a little fish, see a ring or something on your finger in the moonlight. There's also more jellyfish at night. So if it's jellyfish season, you don't want to do it. But the issue here is it's imaginary, and terrorists are the same way. This turbaned, bearded man, this magical creature that wants to kill me. Come on, folks. It is completely manufactured. And you're like, well, what about 9/11? Well, that was as phony as a $3 bill. But let's say the real bona fide type of terrorism, where some angry Palestinian for having their land taken or whatever tries to blow somebody up. I mean, what's your chance? If you're not in the West Bank, trying to be engaged in war-torn tourism, which some people do, you're not going to get killed. And I've seen the statistics in Israel. You got a better chance in Israel of dying in a car wreck than you do being killed by a terrorist. Are people scared driving their cars? No. So people are scared to death of sharks. They're scared to death of men with beards and turbans. They're scared to death of things that the media and the mind controllers put into you as a unsubstantiated, delusional, automatic emotional response. Okay? because it's got big teeth. It's got big, scary black eyes. Oh, my gosh, it looks like a monster. So what? Having your leg bit off by a shark is probably a lot less painful than being thrown out of a car when it rolls over you. And what's the chances it's going to bite you? It's got to be billions to one. Unless you're wearing a black wetsuit on a big black dark surfboard off the coast of San Diego or Santa Cruz. And then it's still got to be one out of a billion. I mean, what, every couple of years you hear about somebody off the coast of California getting gobbled by a shark? Now, if people are chumming, dumping blood and rotten fish in the water, that's why a lot of people that do get attacked off the coast of Australia, they're out there spearing fish. If you've got a bag full of four or five fish that are still alive with blood coming out of them from the spear gun, and a big hammerhead or a big tiger shark comes along, or a big great white that's, you know, 20 feet long comes along, and it sees you swimming around down there, he can't help it. He smells blood. It looks delicious. He's smelling fish blood. He sees you as a big fish that's bleeding. You're going to get attacked. I was reading statistics a few years ago, and I was looking into this with stingrays, especially the big varieties. There's several big species. And remember the crocodile hunter who got killed a few years ago when he swam up to a giant stingray and got above it, and it flipped out and flung its stinger up into his heart? Now, that's a case of being killed by a shark. You know how? Number one, that stingray's in the shark family. Number two, stingrays, if you statistically look, kill many more times every year what great white sharks do, or sharks altogether. And you know why? Because they think you're a shark. That's a tiger shark that likes to eat them. They think you're a tiger shark, so you come over and start trying to grab them, they're going to kill you. Are you scared of a stingray, though? No, because they're not big and scary. They don't have big, giant teeth. So a lot of this is our primitive instincts being manipulated. Okay, I'm done. I apologize, I'm ranting here. But we've got to make this the number one search term today, spying on Drudge. Because the media will pick up on this and learn that there is an investigation by Bob Barr of DHS spying on Drudge, myself, and others. Here's the article. Watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge over TSA revolt. FOIA request investigates whether critics of the TSA are being listed as domestic extremists. A Freedom of Information Act request filed by former Congressman Bob Barr seeks to discover whether the Department of Homeland Security has been keeping tabs on the Drudge Report and other prominent media outlets who have been spearheading a nationwide revolt against invasive TSA airport measures. The FOIA request filed by Barr's Legal Guard Organization, PDF linked, demands that the Transportation Security Administration, an agency of the DHS, turn over all information related to Matt Drudge, the Drudge Report, along with other media personalities and websites that have been at the center of the TSA controversy, including Alex Jones, John Tyner, and PrisonPlanet.com. Tyner's Don't Touch My Junk. Oh, he may be an extremist. Don't grab my genitals. Oh, you're an extremist. Let's get Tyner back on to see what he thinks about being, it looks like, listed as a terrorist, basically. Domestic extremists, see, once they do that, they can investigate you. Domestic extremist in reference to a reported TSA memo that was leaked last week, which, according to Doug Hagman, officially addresses those who were opposed to or engaged in disruption of the implementation of the enhanced airport screening procedures as domestic extremists. Cole Watson, I want him to add a caveat here. They're already threatening $11,000 fines, so of course they're listing us as this. Let's add, you know, for further intimidation, they're listing $11,000 made-up fines as well, which then you actually read they can't even do. Numerous confirmed memos originating out of the federal or state law enforcement agencies, such as the infamous MIAC report, have listed conservatives and libertarians as domestic extremists and even potential domestic terrorists for opposing big government and supporting constitutionally-minded campaigns and causes. Barr's attempt to discover whether the federal government is treating critics of the TSA as domestic extremists is key in light of TSA Chief John Pistole's announcement yesterday that all travelers flying U.S. airspace would be checked against a government watch list before they're given permission to board an aircraft, a system some have likened to communist-style internal checkpoints. You get it? They're talking about not letting you fly if you don't let them grab your genitals and radiate you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Key.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
Stefan Molyneux, a researcher, and I guess you call him philosopher, out of Canada, will be joining us coming on in the next segment. Stefan Molyneux, blogger, essayist, author, host of Free Domain Radio. He's also the author of several nonfiction books. I find him to be very informative and interesting. with his perspectives, and I agree with a lot of his views on this being a prison planet, how we're being domesticated, farmed by the globalists. That is their system. We're being domesticated like horses were or like dogs were, but we're not to be taken care of. We're basically slaughtered and fed on and bled. That is coming up. I got some economic news I want to hit briefly before he comes on with us here in about 10, 15 minutes from now. But continuing, think about this. Watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge and other press. So we need to make this the number one Google search term today. Spying on Drudge. And folks, with your blogs and websites, you just take our article, you post it, and you'll get the traffic, even though we're blocked by Google News. I don't care. I want to get the news out. Continues, the notion that Matt Drudge, a constant thorn in the side of Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, along with other prominent media critics of the TSA, could be the target of DHS surveillance is hardly far-fetched considering the fact that Homeland Security was caught recently spying on Tea Party groups, as well as a state representative, Daryl Metcalf. And it goes on from there. The TSA is turning into an arm of the DHS political police force. How long before Matt Drudge, Bob Barr, Alex Jones are put on a list and prevented from flying? Will everyone who opposes being radiated in a naked body scanner or having their kids felt up by TSA goons be put on a list? I saw 7 years ago, saw Ridge say, you're going to have government approval through TSA to have a job. You're going to have a card, to have a car, to travel. They said they're going to have internal checkpoints. Remember, with the National ID card, the Real ID Act, to go to national parks or get on a bus? This is the total seizure of society. This is going to be your new tax card for the new national sales tax that they're going to keep on top of the income tax. You watch. They said they're going to do it. Don't go, oh, Alex, how did you know when all of this comes out mainstream? They've said they're going to do it. Judge has been at the forefront of a national rebellion against the TSA's new enhanced pat-down procedures, which subject travelers, including children, the disabled, and the elderly, to humiliating treatment, which falls not far short of sexual molestation. Well, they make folks that can't walk get up. They make people pick them up. The Freedom of Information Act request also aims to uncover why the TSA made the decision to stand down on its normal security procedures the day before Thanksgiving in what was a blatant public relations ploy to deflate the impact of the National Opt-Out Day protest. And it just goes on from there. It's a key article. Please search the term spying on Drudge. Also search the term today, prisonplanet.com censored. Now they're starting to censor us. And the other term, Google evil. So three terms, spy on Drudge, Google evil is number two, and prisonplanet.com censored. Hit them hard. Now, they shut down for a day and a half Google Trends. First time I've ever seen them do this. It was shut down from the 29th through the 30th. Today it's back. Let's see if they put up defenses to block us or if they've got a team live-time monitoring this show. Oh, yes, we drove the TSA story out to number one, folks. They're watching. They're tracking. They know we're effective. We're not going to back down and shut up and go away. We're going to intensify what we're doing. Again, spying on Drudge, number one search term. Google evil, number two. Number three, prisonplanet.com censored. Hit them hard. Nothing can stop you if you take action. Unless they've compromised their entire system, and now we'll just know it's a fraud. Okay. I got a lot of other tricks up my sleeve for these people if they do shut that down. Don't worry, we haven't begun to fight here. We're going to break, coming back with some financial news and then our guest. I first want to tell you about our fabulous sponsor. They've got an incredible holiday Christmas special. This holiday season, stock up on delicious, easy-to-fix, storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Right now, they have a new holiday special running, making it easier than ever to get your own supply of the best storable foods on the planet, the best price. They have two holiday packs to choose from. The first is a six-month supply with a five-week supply quick and easy to fix meals. And right now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Shipping is a big part of the cost with shipping food because it's so heavy. That is an incredible deal. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, linked on InfoWars.com. And lastly, I'm going to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. It's all made in America. They have a wide variety of filters from tabletops, you name it, to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters, where you absorb a lot of the poison. That's purewaterfreedom.com. And as I said, all made in the USA. Incredible. Purewaterfreedom.com. Banners at Infowars.com. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. My clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to try to warn the world, to awaken the people to the threat of tyranny and the collectivist control freaks whose business is deception and enslavement. Our business is liberty and freedom and overturning their sickening control freak empire. Some financial news I wanted to briefly hit. Bank stocks decline on WikiLeaks anticipation, Wall Street Journal. Securities and Exchange Commission, the same folks that protected Madoff for 11 years, fully knowing what he was doing, the founder of the NASDAQ, showed leniency to bailed out Bank of America, watchdog report shows. Because it's one of the big six. It can commit any crime it wants. Washington Post, Citigroup said in talks to hire Obama's ex-budget chief, Orszag, so the guy that helped hand out the $45 billion bailout to them, is in advanced talks to hire former White House budget director. So Citigroup, recovering from the $45 billion bailout, no way, they're not recovering, record bonuses, is in advanced talks to hire former White House budget director. people with knowledge of the matter said. That's Bloomberg. So talk about the inside payoffs where they just, you know, oh, you ordered naked body scanners, shirt off. Is that Homeland Security? Now you can head up the company. Oh, you helped, you know, Obama go along with these giant bailouts. Now you get a job. I mean, it's just incredible. It's just all right out in the open. Continuing, Newark Mayor Police Union head at odds over layoffs, and they are laying off 14% of their police. And what's left is going to be, of course, mainly focused on raising revenue. I've seen some departments lay off 60% in sheriff's departments and openly say, now we're just here to squeeze you. So taxes go way up, revenue generation goes up, but all the basic benefits, veterans, health care, now announcing they're going to take it, Social Security freezes, and there's going to be more, more, more. This won't fix the debt problem. It's designed to implode the economy. So that's out of CBS News. We've got a really scary article out of U.S. News and World Report where Mortimer Zuckerman writes an article about the decline of the West and watching our society move towards total collapse. I mean, very scary article there. I wanted to just briefly, because we've got a guest coming up, bring up Ted Anderson, because gold is up again today as the stock market's down, because Ted's going to run out of the gold and silver he bought when it went down for a while. He still sells it to you when it goes back up at the lower price till it runs out. Briefly, Ted, tell folks about what you briefly think of the news I just covered, the austerity announcements, the inflation of the currency, the devaluation that's happening, and where you see this going, and give folks today's special radio gold and silver offers.
Well, Alex, I mean, you said it. Gold is going up today, $1,395.10. There's your market reaction to what's going on with the banks. You know, it's just like another nail in the coffin. I don't know how many nails can you put in before you figure we're dead. It's just absolutely nuts. And trying to get inventory right now is just incredibly hard. I mean, right now, I mean, the U.S. Mint quit making silver eagles, and silver eagles are just impossible to get. Silver rounds are getting tough. I mean, just about everything out there in the marketplace is just gone. You know, and we predicted this last summer, and sure enough, here it is. And I was just talking to Bob Chapman, and he's like saying, you know what, you're probably going to see a little bit of a pullback here this summer, but that might mean gold will pull back down to $1,450 to $1,500 an ounce, because we're going to be coming off of a high that's much greater than that. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know for sure where things are going to go, but for sure people should be getting into gold and silver. Hands down, the best deal we have is the $97 for the silver dollars, three of your videos. But, you know, the Lakota Nation silver rounds, Walking Liberty halves at 1284, British Sovereigns at 369, Franks right now at 294. We have the Creature from Jekyll Island book. If you haven't read that yet, we put a silver dollar in there too. We're delivering that for $31. I mean, there's just a lot of things that are going on. The bottom line is, Alex, is people that are sitting in U.S. currency better take note right now, because there's some big trouble heading to us, and we've already seen a great portion of it, and we're going to see a lot more of it. People need to be getting into gold and silver at this time.
Absolutely, and at those prices on many of those deals, you're actually losing money, but you know, you want to create relationships with customers, so that's why you do it. But on a few of those deals, I happen to see the internal, you know, emails that you send me from the company on Franks and Sovereigns that you bought when it went down, you're selling it when it's high, but at the old price, 3-4% markup. What business can operate on that? Ted is incredibly, just incredibly competitive, and he has funded Genesis, my show. Genesis is the place. Midas is the place to financially support. This is the place to get your gold and silver. The move to physically hold gold and silver, because we know that J.P. Morgan and others are short on it, 100-1. That's even, you know, Bloomberg, AP. We're going to play a video towards the end of the next hour where they actually break all this down. But by physically holding it, if millions and millions more people start physically holding it, there's no way they can suppress it. And that's what's been happening, is India and China and other places, the general public, even the peasants, move to hold silver and gold, that's what's exposing the fact that it's been artificially held down against these fiat currencies. Here's the toll-free number to call and take advantage of all those specials and more. Just tell them it's the Alex Jones radio special, or you will pay a little more. The regular prices are very competitive, but these radio specials are exclusive. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Again, if you missed that number, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Again, folks, 800-686-2237. Last week, I saw one of this guy's YouTube videos, and it turns out he's very well known. We've got an IT guy named Matt here in the office who's a huge fan. I'd heard him say a few months ago, you ought to get Stefan Molyneux on. Because he agrees with a lot of your, you know, same analogies and world views, but is very articulate and puts it in a very polished but also simple way to understand. And I kind of listened to him, but then wandered on off because we're always bouncing guest ideas around. And I saw this YouTube video. I even forget the name of it. What is it, Jaron? I sent it to you last week. The story of our enslavement. And it was like 10 minutes long, and going from memory. And it really laid it out. You know, I've talked about the domestication, the prison planet, how they train us from birth, basically imperial slave conditioning to be submissive, while they trained their top minions to be brutal and hateful and animalistic. We're trained to be submissive. And people think, oh, well, that's civilization. That's not civilization. That is a hive, corporate, communal, collectivist Borg. I mean, literally like something out of Star Trek. I'm not a Trekkie, but I've seen some of the TV shows with the with the Borg. You will be assimilated. And that's what this whole TSA thing's about. So he's a Canadian philosopher, blogger, essayist, author, and the host of Free Domain Radio. He's Stefan Molyneux. He's the author of a whole bunch of different books. He's written on truth, the tyranny of illusion. And he's out in Phoenix to talk at the 2010 Freedom Summit. And we've got links up on Infowars.com to his website as well. So I'm excited to have him for most of this hour, or all of this hour and most of the next hour. The last 15 minutes or so, I'm going to blitz through all the other news I haven't gotten to. The food safety bill, that's like the Patriot Act, the opposite of patriotism and freedom. Big developments there, a lot of other economic news. But we're going to spend about an hour and 15 minutes with him today. And obviously, this won't be the last time that Stefan Molyneux visits us. Great to have you on with us, sir.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be here.
Really, instead of just playing your YouTube video, I thought I'd just get you on to kind of give you the floor for the rest of this segment. Then I've got my questions and comments to run through your worldview and how you describe these globalist farmers who are literally farming us as a commodity, as a human resource. I mean, they openly say this about us. Aldous Huxley wrote about it. I mean, you're not the first to notice this and won't be the last, but you articulately really have a deep peering view beneath the surface. So give us your boiled down synthesis of this.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I began to sort of notice this. I have a graduate degree in history from the University of Toronto. I began to sort of notice this, and one day I was looking at in my room. I was looking at a map of the world, and it really struck me that while I thought I was looking at countries that were defined by cultures and religions and ways of thinking, I thought, you know, what I'm really looking at is farms, that the boundaries of farms. You know, like when you fly in an airplane, you look down, you see those checkerboard fields laid out beneath you, that's really what the world is. Because what demarks one country from another is the borders of tax ownership. And I began to really sort of play with this idea, which then bore fruit in this video, that we really should be viewed as human livestock. And it is the most advanced form of human livestock to live in a democracy, because in the ancient world, slaves were directly owned. Like, you owned people, and they weren't very productive because they were so depressed and alienated all the time. And then you went through the Roman model, which was slightly more removed, where you owned people, but you taxed them a little bit. And then you went through the feudal model, where you didn't own people directly, but they had to pay you off in order to work the land. But there was this amazing development in the 19th century, 18th and the 19th century, where the ruling classes realized that if they allowed us to choose our own jobs, then we would be as productive as could be imagined. This was really the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And so that in the same way that a farmer will plant his crops further apart in order to have them be more productive, and he won't crowd his animals too much together, we've been granted a certain amount of economic and political liberties, not because our rulers have those values in the abstract or as a principle, but because it gives us the illusion that we're free, which makes us more energetic in the pursuit of our careers and the generation of wealth. But the problem is that the more economic freedom you get, the greater the productivity of the working classes, the greater the growth of the political parasite class. It's sort of like if you, it's sort of like putting a direct bloodline into a tumor. It just makes the tumor grow and grow. And so what's happening is the smaller the government that you start with, the larger the government that you end with. And I think that's the case with the American experiment, which is a noble but tragic experiment, where they said, let's start with the smallest possible government that we could get. And I think they did a great job of creating a small government, delineating it with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But what happened, what has happened since, is the amount of economic freedom and productivity that was generated by that liberty has created a massive tax base that has swelled the political and parasite classes to the point where what started off as the smallest government in the world has now turned into the very largest government in history and the very largest government that anybody could conceive of. And that, I think, is the central tragedy of what has occurred. People who fight for freedom don't know that they're laying down the groundwork or sowing the seeds for future tyranny. And until I think we understand the degree to which we are, we have an allegiance not to a political leader or even to an ideology, but to a tax bomber, once we understand that, we can begin to really work towards a free society. But I think until we see that, we're just kind of playing games in our cages.
Now, you're welcome to continue breaking down your view of this paradigm. I've got quite a few questions and avenues of discussion looking at what you're talking about from different angles. But please continue before I get to my questions.
Well, let's take it up to the present, right? Because I do sort of true news segment, but I try to break down the news. If you look at what's going on right now, there's a budget deficit commission that's going on, and the results of it were all perfectly predictable. The dependent classes, all right, how is it that they turn up against each other, right? Direct human ownership is very unprofitable because the moment you start pushing guns in people's faces, they go limp, like intellectually, and they're not creative. They won't want to be entrepreneurs and so on. And so what you have to do to rule human beings is you have to set them against each other. And the best way to set human beings against each other, if you're a human farmer, is to not own them directly, but to take from the productive classes and create a dependent class. And the dependent class is rich and poor. It's the military-industrial complex. It's school teachers who are dependent upon the government for their summers off and their job security and their pensions. It's welfare, people on welfare and so on. They're all dependent upon the state. And so the moment that people like you and I begin to say, we're not free, the entire paradigm is not free, we do not have the liberties we think we do, we're only granted certain liberties so we're more productive for others. The moment we begin to talk about a peaceful, non-violent, non-coercive solution to social problems, rather than herding people around and pointing guns at them and selling off the unborn to anyone that they can find in order to fund the bribery of the voters in the present, the moment we start talking about that, the dependent classes start to attack it, right? And you can see this very clearly. This has happened to Ron Paul. It's happened to just about anybody who raises their voice in a cry of freedom in this land, that we get attacked by the people who are dependent upon the state. And the real tragedy, I believe, is that the only people who really care about the poor, the only people who really care about education, are people who are striking at the root of the violence of a statist system. Because as we can see right now, this budget deficit commission is completely predictable. What happens is the ruling classes take care of their own, and they only create a dependent class to maintain their hold over everyone and to make sure that the group of people who are going to attack anyone who talks about freedom. So when they're talking about deficit reduction, deficit cutting, do they talk about repudiating the debt to foreign governments and international bankers? Of course not, because that's the class they're designed to protect. What happens is the dependent classes are shown to be completely expendable. So they're going to cut welfare, they're going to cut Medicare, they're going to cut Medicaid, they're going to cut Social Security to the point where people are going to go through extreme and extraordinary...
And then they're going to use those people that have been displaced as a political weapon, saying, if you want to get the welfare checks and the Walmart goodies back again, you've got to politically go for even a bigger government to rob what's left of the middle class, which the ruling elite, from my view, has decided to basically clamp down on.
No, that's right. And what happens is the fruits of violence are always disastrous. But what happens, of course, is that freedom gets blamed for it, right? So for some reason, people think that the recent Great Recession and the housing bubble and the tech bubble and the savings and loans of the 80s, that all of that resulted from some sort of free market enterprise, as if the government didn't run the entire currency, as if the government didn't have, you know, millions of regulations and massive amounts of taxation and herding people around at gunpoint all over the place and throwing millions of people in jail. That is not a free society. And so all of the disasters that accrue to violence, the government has a handy scapegoat in the name of freedom. And that, of course, is the real tragedy. People are somehow blaming voluntary peaceful human interactions for all of these massive disasters, as if you and I could run up a $13 trillion debt on our own. I mean, it's just astounding. But the dependent classes are going to get really badly treated in this next round, and it is going to be used as an excuse to attempt to extend the power and control, because the disease is masquerading as its own cure.
Well, I agree with you. Stefan Molyneux is our guest. We're going to come back from break, and I'm going to go through some notes that I've written about the basic thesis that he just put out that I completely agree with, because, you know, the globalists themselves have basically described it in very similar terms. And, of course, Stefan's talking about how he just noticed this himself. And I've had that happen to me so many times. I will notice something and think about it and then later read globalist publications where they are saying exactly what I thought, but then from their farming perspective. So it's just incredible how obvious all of this is, and it's hidden in plain view. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Stefan Molyneux is our guest into the next hour. Coming up in about 20, 30 minutes, we'll open the phones up. Got a lot of other key news coming up. But going through his analogy, which isn't really even an analogy, it's how the world works, of countries being farms, being plantations. Since we broke up from being just small bands, tribal bands, where people pretty much just elected who their chief would be because they could hunt the best and lead the best, and then it moved into the witch doctors and a lot of con artistry and things that grew from there into the control grid that we see today. I want to throw these points out at Stefan. The issue is, if you go back to the Renaissance, there was a major resistance against tyranny, and the system saw that where people had actually broken through and forced freedom, that it created prosperity. So they said, wait a minute, we're at war with the French, or we're at war with the English, or we're at war with the Dutch or the Spanish. If we allow more freedom in our country, more industry will come here. More people will immigrate here who are developing new sciences and manufacturing things. So it was a competition. But now the decision has openly been made to establish world government openly, to establish world government run by these robber baron elite families who don't want a free market, so that no one can run state to state, nation to nation. So there's no competition between the farms, and so everything can basically be run like North Korea. And that decision has been made because the elites openly say the future doesn't need us. People aren't just cheap. They're valueless to the globalists now. They want to phase out and get rid of at least 80% of us. They have the robotics. They have the life extension. They don't want to share the world in the future with us. They have pure disdain for us, especially the hog-like domesticated class. So what do you think of those statements I just made?
Well, I'm not too up on the depopulation stuff, but I certainly agree with you that there is a the ruling elite does not like competition to attract the best livestock. So an example of this, which we're all pretty aware of, is what's just happened in Ireland. I remember about 10 or 15 years ago, Ireland dropped its corporate tax rate to 13.5%, which was hugely lower than just about anywhere else. So, of course, everybody goes swarming all over there, and Microsoft and other companies, Intel, I think, set up headquarters there. And the Irish economy boomed, and everyone was like, oh, Ireland is going to be the next European tiger of economic productivity and so on. And I remember even saying at the time, it's like, well, that's just going to allow them to have a bigger government, which will, and so they'll probably be one of the first to go bankrupt. And that, of course, is exactly what's happened. They've now gone bankrupt. And the EU is putting in as a condition of the bailout of Ireland that they increase their corporate tax rate because they don't want to lower their own. They don't want Ireland to be low. So, yeah, there is a cross-pollination of control mechanisms, which is partly what the European currency, the euro, was all about. Now, everybody's dependent on each other, and so they're beginning to dictate cross-border-wise, thus lowering the competition and destroying the last capacities for the threads of freedom in Europe.
Continue.
Well, it's the same thing is going to happen to Spain. Spain has an economy that is absolutely enormous relative to Ireland. It's close to happening in England. England, of course, is slightly ahead of us in messing up the dependent classes by cutting their funding. So when Spain goes down, there's going to be a great challenge because the euro is going to face a massive undertow. It's going to be devalued relative because everybody's going to see. If you want to know what the European economic situation looks like, all you have to do is imagine an operating room or an ER, right? And it's got like 20 or 30 patients in it, and they're all bleeding. But some of them are bleeding a little bit more than others. So what the doctors are doing is they're hoovering the blood out of the ones who are bleeding the least, and they're pumping it into the ones who are bleeding the most. Well, of course, the only end product of all of that is all the patients are going to die. And that, of course, is not remarked upon in the media. It's just something that can't be talked about. There's always
but you forgot one part of the equation. We're going to come back in 1 minute and finish up with it. You forgot one part of that great analogy, because there's something else going on in the hospital ER triage area where all this blood is running out on the floor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.